Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the show this morning. I want to welcome my co-host, professor, author, playwright, movie producer, you name it, he's doing something to help the lives of other people. Welcome, Professor Terry Benjamin. How are you after this long holiday weekend?
Good morning. Good morning to you, Lisa. I am fine. I'm better than good. I had a nice long weekend, had a chance to spend some time with my twins and my family. We had a little cookout. We had guests. It was just a great time. It was just great. You know, it's what life is all about, really, you know, I think, you know. Family and friends and fun, you know.
Family, friends, and fun. Well, that sounds like a triple threat right there.
You know it. You know it.
Don't throw in no food. Oh, my goodness. Family, fun, friends, and food. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we want to welcome each and every one of you that are tuned in to the broadcast today. Because you are in for a real, real, real treat. I mean, we are pumping it up and pumping it out right here on the show, talking about being the type of person that can really be living the life that you are really purposed to live. You know, it is nothing like operating in your full purpose and operating in that purpose, knowing that, you know, you are really doing what you need to do. So this morning, going to be talking about how to do that even greater. Professor Terry is going to be talking about building the entrepreneurial faith day by day. He's going to be talking about devotion to success is an everyday commitment. So I'm going to turn it over to him, let him tell us how he decided to come up with that topic, what it's about, and what we can do in our own daily lives to employ what it is that he wants to share with us. So, Terry, without further ado, I'm going to just turn it over to you because I know the time flies by.
You know it does. Lisa, thank you again. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And really, thank all the people for tuning in and listening in to this particular program. Every Tuesday, I try to bring you something special, try to bring you something from my personal life that has helped me. But one of the things I find, Lisa, when you talk about all about entrepreneurs, you're really talking about all about faith. I mean, I don't think there's any entrepreneur on this planet who doesn't have faith, because when you start a business, you have the faith that you're going to be successful. And that's the way that it should be. I don't think anybody goes into business to fail. So we go into business with great expectations. We expect to be successful in our business. But I think one of the things that we realize as we become the entrepreneur that we were meant to be is that it is an everyday commitment. I mean, you just can't really slack off every day. You have to be thinking about your dream. As a matter of fact, many of the people that I read, that I listen to, many of the people who inspire me to do what I do are people who believe that every day is a great day. Every day is a day for you to do the thing that you want to do. As a matter of fact, you should wake up in the morning excited about the new day, because it's another chance for you to do what you were put on this planet to do. And I do believe that God has a plan for all of our lives. And if we understand that the closer we get to God, the more we realize our plan that he has for us, the better off we'll be. And so really, I don't think it's wrong to think in terms of God's word and think of God's words every morning. One of the things that I see in the publishing industry, there are a lot of books about reading the Bible daily and read it in a way that we get the most out of it. We can read a scripture, but sometimes we might not get the full understanding of that scripture, and we have books to help us do that. The book I'm going to talk about today is a book from one of my favorite authors, a gentleman named Joel Osteen, and he's written a book entitled Your Best Life Begins Each Morning. Joel Osteen, Your Best Life Begins Each Morning. And he says here that the key to living your best life, it starts with how you approach every new day. It's as simple as that. The way you approach every new day is going to determine how successful that you'll be. And so the book is entitled Your Best Life Begins Each Morning. It's the subtitle Devotions to Start Every Day of the Year. And so what he does, he gives us every day, he gives us a scripture, and then he gives us an application. And then what I'd like to do is start with today. Today is May the 28th. And what I'd like to do is really start with what he says here. He says here, and this is from May 28th from the book, and it says the theme is be consistent. And he used Proverbs 16:7, which states, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Mm. And he goes on to, and the thing I like about it is that he gives you the scripture, he gives you the theme, and then he expands upon it, Lisa. And he says here that some people take one step forward in faith and then two steps backwards. They're happy and in a good attitude one day, then the next day they are negative and depressed. They make a little progress, then they back up. Because of their vacillating faith, they never really get to the place God wants them to be. They never experience the victories he has in store for them. Friend, you must be consistent. Your attitude should be, I refuse to go backward. I'm going forward with God. I'm going to be the person he wants me to be. I'm going to fulfill my destiny. If you will maintain that mindset, God will continually work in your life. If you will trust in God, he'll fight your battles for you. And what I like to do when I get these books here, I cheat. I have to admit, I'm going to admit this right now. I cheat. I buy a book like this, and I tell you, I'm almost into the book already. I'm into a whole another month because I like the idea of having these books. And what I usually do is I write a little note for myself at the end of this page, and what I have at the end of this page is move forward with God. Move forward with God. And again, be consistent. And again, I say we've come to the point in our Christian life and our Christian walk, we realize that God wants to do the best for us. He wants us to give us what we need. And I like what Joel says here under the January 2nd. He says that you may have experienced adversity or trials in your past. Perhaps you had more than your share of setbacks and heartaches. But today, a brand new day. Today is a brand new day. And I love this right here. It is time to stretch your faith and pursue the excellence that God has placed in your heart. It is time to break out of the barely get-by mentality to become the best you can be, not merely average or ordinary, for the rest of your life. We serve the Most High God, and his dream for your life is so much bigger and better than you can even imagine. Never settle for a small view of God. Start thinking as God thinks. Think big. Think increase. Think abundance. Think more than enough. And it's so funny, Lisa, because these kind of books that, I mean, you know, we talk about in the morning that the most important meal is our breakfast, that the most important meal of our day is how we begin our day or with our breakfast. But I'm saying, and this is, I'm stretching a little further, I'm saying that, you know, it is that breakfast, but it's not just the physical food, it's also the mental food that sort of sets our day. So just imagine if you would every day grab this book and every day read a scripture and every day read an application by Joel Austin. And I believe that your quality of thinking, that your quality of faith will increase because you're constantly feeding your faith. Again, it's very clear, you know, that, you know, we set the pattern for our life each and every day. And I like what he says here, and this is beautiful. He says here, and this is going back here, this is January 21st, and he says here, and I really like this, he says here, it is a spiritual as well as a psychological fact. We move toward what we see in our minds. Your life will follow your expectations. What you expect is what you will get. If you raise to your level of expectancy, you will enlarge your vision. This could be the day you see your miracle. This could be the day. You know, you've been thinking about something, you've been meditating about something, and basically this is what we're doing when we grab God's word the first thing in the morning. I like grabbing it the first thing in the morning when my mind is just sort of so clear. Grab it first in the morning, and it will set your day, to set the tone of your day. And also, what I love, it says here, you know, this could be the day you see your miracle. This could be that day. We don't know. But again, if we every day we begin with something like this kind of book, it would really set us into a great mindset. I like this one thing in the book he talked about. Well, Joel Austin, if you ever see him on TV, he starts with something funny. He starts with a little story. And in this book, he has a little story. It's not so funny, but it's really sort of instructive. He talks about a man who's on a cruise. And he's on a cruise, and every morning everybody goes to breakfast, and they go to the banquet hall, and they have a good meal. And as the cruise progressed, one of the people came to him and asked him, he said, why don't you come into the banquet hall and eat with the rest of us? You know, we have some great food, we're having a great time, and why don't you come? Because he was saying that every morning this man would get out and come out of his cabin, and he would sit by himself and eat the maybe a little cheese and crackers that he had for himself. And the guy says, why don't you come into the banquet hall? And the guy says, well, you know, I didn't know that was open to me. I just had enough to pay for the ticket. And the guy says, you know what? When you pay for the ticket, you also pay for the food. And the man didn't know that. And I think a lot of us live that kind of life. We don't realize that we have so much open to us. We have a storehouse of things for us, but we don't know that because we never really check out what's in store for us. We keep on thinking that, you know, a lot of us are rich but have a poverty mentality. we are rich in material things, but we are sort of maybe hungry in spirit because we don't realize that there's things open to us. I mean, it's mind, body, and it's also spirit. A lot of times people spend time developing their mind, developing their body, but they don't develop their spirit. And so what happens is that they may feed the mind, they may feed the body, but they don't feel the spirit. And so there's always something missing. I've talked to many people who are successful, and many people are successful in ways that you and I would admire, but again, when you speak to them more, you find that they are not really full in spirit. They're hungry for spiritual things. They're hungry for the peace of mind that many of us experience because they haven't gone further enough in their life journey. You know, it's good to have the mental thing. It's good to have the physical thing. But if you don't have the spiritual thing, you're lacking. And a lot of times, you know, the spiritual thing, many people say, is really bringing the invisible into the visible. There are so many things that God has planned for us, but we never see it because it's in the invisible. But as we go into God's word, and there's many ways to go into that, and this book is one of those words, one of those ways, we find that there's so much more, and our life begins to expand. I know about you, Lisa, but I know you get it, and I get it a lot, too. I mean, people see us at Essex County College or wherever we're at, and they say, there's something different about you, Lisa. There's something different about you, Terry. There's something going on inside of you that is really radiating from outside. I mean, I was sitting in a restaurant one time, and I was having a meal, just sort of, you know, thinking about some things. And this man came over to me and he said, I don't know who you are, but there's something about you. You have a certain peace and a certain calmness about you. I don't know what it is, but, man, I liked it. That looks good on you. That man looks good on you. And I said, well, you know what? It's my diet.
Okay.
And I went and explained to him that my diet is not about food. It's really what I take in to my mind and my body and my spirit. And really, so what we're talking about is we're talking about a better diet. We're talking about a diet that is not just fulfilling us in terms of our physical desires, but also in our spiritual desires. And so I just want to just say that this book here and books like it are just so important because, again, it really helps us to really to stay focused and to stay consistent because there's no way that we can get all the things that we want for God unless we get closer to God. Because the closer we get to God, the more that we get to get these things. And the last thing I just want to go into, and then I'm going to open it up for, you know, questions or whatever, is this one point here. It talks about attitude, and he talks about how we have to really have a good attitude. And he quotes Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10:4, where he says here, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to the smallest strongholds. And Joel says here, if you don't think your dreams will ever come to pass, they never will. If you don't think you have what it takes to rise up and set that new standard, it's not going to happen. The barrier is in your mind, where the scripture calls a stronghold. It's a wrong thinking pattern that keeps us imprisoned in defeat. And that's why it is so important that we think positive thoughts of hope, faith, and victory. Perhaps somebody has spoken negative words into your life. Maybe someone has told you that you just don't have what it takes to become successful. Reject those lies wherever you find them. After all, if God is for you, who dares to be against you? Break through those limitations and let your mind dwell on fresh, positive attitudes of faith. Faith is the key. And so this book here, really want you to get it, it's entitled Your Best Life Begins Each Morning. Devotions to Start Every New Day of the Year. And this is from Joel Austin, who's very, very well known, of course, in the spiritual community and very inspirational. And so, again, I believe our habits determine our success. Make it the habit of reading a book like this every day. Read the Bible, of course, but sometimes read the Bible. And the thing I like about this book, Lisa, is when I read it, I've never met Joel Austin. I plan to. I know that I will one day. Because, again, I'm moving on that path. But the thing is that when you read a book by somebody, you're really conversing with that author. So I'm having a conversation every morning with Joel Austin, although I never met him, but I know that his spirit is where my spirit is. His faith is where my faith is, and he helps me to renew my faith. And so, again, if you want to be successful as an entrepreneur, just as a person, you have to understand that, as Lisa always says, God has a plan for your life, and as you read the Word, you will get closer to God, and you will get closer to the Word. And I know, Lisa, I know I see it in you every day when I do see you, that you glow because you have that fire inside of you. That fire comes from your faith, and that's the faith that I share with you and I share with our readers. So, again, please get this book. Your Best Life Begins Each Morning. And I believe that.
Awesome.
Each morning.
Wow. Wow. Well, that is a word right now for people to definitely, you know, chew on, digest, and just let it marinate.
Oh, yes, please.
Your best life. Yes, that is powerful. Thank you for this yet another teaching that people can tune in, talking about that faith. I have seen where faith, and one of my favorite things to say is that faith is the game changer.
Oh, yes.
You put faith on a situation, it changes the game. I mean, I've seen people on their deathbed literally, you know, come back to life through their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing people that appear to go through a situation that was devastating and hopeless, but through their faith, they were able to bounce back, turn it around, and begin again and go to a successful level, not just survive it, but to actually begin to thrive beyond those situations just through their faith. Wow, I mean, really, it's a good word. And you know, talking about that, your best life is each and every day. You have another opportunity. So individuals can tune in to the broadcast. They can come back to the archive, and they can listen to this. You know, and again, if you are on the phone lines with us, if you have a comment or would like to make a question, you can do so now. Just hit your number one key. I know some of you may be at work or getting ready for work and not able to open up your phone lines, but I want to extend that. And also, if you are listening some other way and not on the phone and you would like to ask Professor Terry Benjamin or myself a comment or question, you can call in at 347-945-7991. We are excited that you're here and that you're tuned in. You know, the entrepreneur this year, 2013, has made leaps and bounds. And we have an understanding that they can step out on their faith and continue to go, that they are walking right into their destiny. So everywhere I look, meeting new entrepreneurs, individuals, whether they're forced into it because they can't find work or their companies have laid them off or shut down, or whether they've made the decision beforehand to say, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. My heart to do, and I don't want to leave this earth without having done what was in my heart to do. You know, the Word of God teaches that a hope deferred makes the heart sick.
I believe
that's in the book of Proverbs, but I would have to definitely get the scripture reference before I can absolutely say that. But it is in the Old Testament, that much I do know. A hope deferred makes the heart sick. Individuals, you need to know, it's not good. God does not, you know, think that's the best thing in the world,
mm-hmm.
to defer your hope. Okay, so if I was a person, right, I would just go ahead on and try to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have that scripture for you. There it is. It is in Proverbs. It is Proverbs 13 and 12.
Okay.
Proverbs 13 and 12. You can read it for yourself. But yes, this is hope deferred. I heard that a pastor, a good friend of mine, and pastor who went on to be with the Lord last year, a young man, barely out of his 40s.
Wow.
Yes, mid to late 40s, not quite 50 yet. And he was an awesome teacher, as you can imagine, anyone that can teach.
Course.
You don't even hear that scripture mentioned. And he did a teaching about this and how, so it is not cool to not fulfill the desires that's in your heart.
Oh, man, yes. And at least, you know, you say this beautifully, because I think a lot of times people just don't really think much of themselves. And it's funny because Joel says here, and I love it, he says here, God loves you. God loves to use ordinary people just like you and me, fault and all, to do extraordinary things. My question to you is, are you allowing your weaknesses and insecurities to keep you from being your best? Are you letting feelings of inadequacy keep you from believing God for bigger things? God wants to use you in spite of your weaknesses. Don't focus on your weakness. Focus on your God. You know, that's the thing. I mean, see, a lot of times we know we can't do much. We know that, okay? We are human. We are imperfect and whatnot. But you know what? Well, we got God.
And here
he is for us. Come on now.
Now here is the rest scripture. The rest scripture says, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. It is.
I mean, this is a scripture we should hear more about. I mean,
yes,
this is the heart of what I talk about, what you talk about, what our show
it
says.
Is. Yeah.
Hope heard makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness. Wow.
We are just, so when you hear activating your dream and fulfilling your dream, people would want to say, oh, your dream isn't all that much important and you should work on this, this, and that. Many people, and we know what that tree of life was that Adam and Eve was dealing with in the garden. That tree of life brought, it was full of knowledge. It was full of wisdom. It was full of good things. Yes, there were bad things as well there too. But that tree of life was a powerful tree, and that tree of life had everything good was within it. So to defer your dream, my goodness, I tell you, I'm so glad we come across this today, because no one is going to make me fearful of fulfilling the dreams. And when you think about the or making the heart sick, you know, it is God who says he gives us our heart's desires.
Yes, yes, yes.
So is it something that he's giving you? That's just like if you were to go out and purchase some precious item or gift for your child, gave it to your child. You wouldn't want them to just throw it under the bed or throw it in the bottom of a big old toy chest. No, you would want them to utilize it.
Yes, yes. And it's all there. I mean, it's just so crazy. You know, we have people who are so-called intelligent who don't understand that it's really, I guess, maybe just too simple. You know, people want things, everything difficult, but you know what? And everything doesn't have to be difficult. If you just, like I said, go with the flow, go with the word, because I haven't read anything in the Bible that has set me wrong. I haven't read anything that has discouraged me. I haven't read anything that says, you know what? It's not wrong to want the desires of your heart if they are righteous, if they're helping other people, you know? I mean, every expectation I have is for my family, for my friends, for my colleagues. I mean, I have all that I need or want right now. I'm just thinking in terms of what my twins might need, what my son and his wife might need, what my wife and my children here might need, you know. Even my ex-wife, you know, what she might need. I mean, I'm just that expansive because I feel that, you know, I've been given so much, and I just want to give back, you know, because I think that's what we're here for. I think we're here to share our gifts with others. Because I know the more that I give, the more I receive in ways that I could not even imagine. I can't tell you the blessing that I received by giving the little bit that I've had to give. You know, I can't tell you how much it has meant to my life, you know?
Yes, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you know, it's about that time, and, you know, we're like, I remember the old Carolyn show. She said, glad we had this time together.
Together, yeah. I remember that show, yes.
Have a laugh.
You know, it's so funny. That was a family show. Everybody watched that together. I'm so glad we spent this time together.
But before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long.
Oh,
and
no.
I love Carol Burnett, and so I knew that song word for word.
Oh,
and
man, yes, yes.
And she said it best, as comes a time we have to say so long, but we don't want to, because we're so glad that we have this time together. And yes, we've had a few laughs right here, and we've talked about being successful. You, now we know that it is our God-given, it's our God-given instruction to, God has told us to do this. He's told us to live our dreams. He's told us to have that great hope and do not bind it up in our hearts and hide it and deny it, that it would make our hearts sick. And, you know, Terry, sometimes people wonder, they say, wow, you know, Lalisa, she's always in a good mood. How does, can anybody really be that happy all the time? And I've even had, I used to work at Continental Airlines, and I would come hopping down the airport. I worked out in Secaucus in the staff office. But I would come down to the Newark airport, and I'd go bopping around the Concorde, and various individuals. And one individual said to me, "It's impossible to be this happy all the time."
Oh my goodness! See that they're hating on you.
Me to say, you know, you're, but you know, he really was a very nice guy. He just couldn't figure it out. So he was like, "Tell me your secret," you know, and. And I'll never forget, I can't remember his name, but I can see his face. And he was very serious. He really wanted to know, how do you do that? But see, he was the type of person that would let everything upset him. And I'm the exact opposite. I let nothing upset me. And then sometimes my husband can't figure me out. No, I don't let nothing upset me. And that's, you know, part of my upbringing, too, because when I was a child, my uncle used to tell me that worry makes people look old. I'll never forget that. People told me this. I was just a girl, just a kid. And you know how it is when you tell kids, you know, come on, when you tell children things, they sometimes internalize it very differently.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they just believe what you tell them. And so in the back of my mind, in my subconscious mind, that seed was planted.
Yes,
and
yeah,
developed.
Yeah. Because you took it literally. You said, I'm not going to do that because it's going to happen. But it's so funny because I've been accused of taking drugs. So I said, Ben, you must be on drugs, man. What are you smoking, that good stuff? I said, no, man, I'm on a natural high, you know.
Exactly. I remember that, too, because back in the day there was a song about natural high. And so we used to tease about that because marijuana was becoming very popular, and so
yes.
There were things out there to talk about that. But absolutely, I don't worry about things, and you know, you have that God kind of faith and joy. As a matter of fact, I'll be preaching tonight on using the word joy as my topic.
Oh, great, great.
We're preaching the 9 fruit of the Spirit, and
yes.
I had to choose. Yeah, I had to choose one, and it was tough, and I had the first choice because I guess she had gotten to me before the other speakers, and I'm telling you, it was a battle between joy and faith. It was a battle between joy and faith. I absolutely love faith. I love it, love it, love it.
Yes, yes, yes.
But joy, boy, oh boy, I just love being joyful, being cheerful, being full of joy, and so joy won out.
Oh, that's great. And it's funny, but don't they say that joy comes in the morning?
I know, I know.
You see that? And it comes in the morning. I know, I tell you, I sometimes I have to get out of bed early because I'm like, I'm just so full of things. I don't want to disturb my wife. So let me get out of bed. I get out of bed. I come off. Sometimes I get here like it's 5 o'clock in the morning. So what am I doing up? But I'm excited, Lisa. I'm excited like every day.
Now
the weather's getting warmer. And I'm a summer baby. It can never get too hot for me. So I'm energized anyway. But I'm even more energized in the summer. You know, I'm unstoppable in the summer. So yeah, you know, I believe the morning is the best time.
I can hear you saying, well, it's morning, isn't it? I'm supposed to be joyful. It's morning, right? Joy comes in the morning, not at night.
But most people like to sleep in the morning. I don't know why. I don't know why. I mean,
they're missing out on their joy. It could be missing, and then they wonder why they're grumpy when they wake up.
Yeah, because I'm up. I want to get up. I want to start my day. And sometimes I have to wait because a lot of times, especially when I'm doing some business, most establishments don't open up until 9 o'clock. So I've been up since 5 waiting to make this call.
Well,
I'm excited.
Well, you know, and also I think about, too, some people say, well, why, Lisa, why are you so happy when you go to church or different things, you know, people start talking about the Lord? Well, because also it says that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh, of course it is. It's got to be. It's got to be. I mean, you know, you were talking about, you know, like this question, don't sweat the small stuff. Well, again, it's all small stuff, in comparison to, you know, the greatest teacher to ever live. I mean, you know, again, I love Proverbs. I mean, I love the whole Bible, but I always go back to Proverbs because I like something that's really concise and really concise and you know, you get right to the point and then you can expand upon it, you know. And I love that, and that's why I love this book, Your Best Life Begins Each Morning, because it gives me a little nugget that I can just sort of, you know, expand upon, and I can think, and I love it. It's almost like mental calisthenics, you know. And I think God wants us to really to live His Word and to expand upon His Word and to share with others. You know, I think it would be selfish for us, Lisa, to have what we have and not to share it. That would be cruel, and that would be just wrong, you know. So I'm just glad that we found this. I'm glad that we found this word. I'm glad that we found this opportunity to come together and speak and talk about business, but then talk about life as well, because it's all intertwined. I think it's all connected, you know.
It is. It's all connected, and so we're excited. We know we'll be cut off here. Blog Talk is doing that these days. They used to give you warning that your time is up, but they just tell me goodbye. So at that point,
cut it off.
It's too late to say anything. But but you know, there's so many other opportunities to connect with Professor Terry, with myself, not just here on Blog Talk Radio. I know I travel to different cities, and we just left Maryland. Then we were in North Carolina the week before that. Then we were in Virginia back in January. We will be in Ohio in July doing the Release Your Power Party. We will be right here in New Jersey. As a matter of fact, just let people know, on Saturday, this Saturday coming, June 1st, for the individuals who do want to attend my self-publishing writing seminar, that's happening this Saturday, 10 o'clock in the city of Newark. If you want to know more information, just contact me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Coach Lil Lisa, L-I-L-I-S-A. Then on Saturday, June 8th, so two Saturdays back-to-back, we are keeping it busy and moving this summer. I mean, every weekend just about there is something. This Saturday coming, on the 8th, we'll be doing the Release Your Power Luncheon and Workshop. That's hosted by Fresh Start Ministries. So we will be there. There's luncheon, there's door prizes, activities, and I will be doing a presentation about how you can release your power and get the life that you really want, that you deserve, that you desire, that is your destiny. And then on June 22nd, we will be going down to Philadelphia for the Business Startup Conference that is put on the Entrepreneurial U.S. Entrepreneurial USA, something like that. And they are going to be at Temple University. It's an organization there that does this stuff for the past few years. And he's having a business startup conference. I'm the keynote speaker for that, which I am ultrally excited about. It's unbelievable. But, you know, God did it, so I'm going. And that's June. And then we head to Kansas the last week of June to do the 100 Women in White conference. King's Daughter, their theme is King's Daughters, Look at Me Now. Woo! Look at me now. Right now, you're going to have a change, a transformation. So that's what's happening there. Also put on by Fresh Start Ministries. Her ministry is on the move. And then July, we're on to some activities in July. And then August 24th, that's where you were at last year, Terry Benjamin?
Yes.
Downtown Newark Marriott. Look out. Here we come. So we're right at that goodbye time. So thank you again for tuning in to the broadcast. Don't forget, connect with us on Facebook. Terry Benjamin is there. I'm there. We want you to be there. Tell somebody about the show, about the powerful events. We'll see you back tomorrow morning, same time, 7 a.m. Glad you had a wonderful holiday weekend with your family and friends. Terry, so glad that you could be here with us another Tuesday. We can't wait till you come back next Tuesday. And don't forget, you can post all week long about this show and any show on our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page for All About Entrepreneurs. And you can go right to that page and just go there. Make a post. Get other people excited about what you're excited about, what you tune in for, and just share. It will only take a minute, and it could bless millions. So Terry, again, I tell everybody there's 900-plus million people on Facebook. So thank you, Terry. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. And
thank
I'll
you.
See you at the top, or over the top.
Yes. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.